Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank, and the first thing I want to do is wish everyone a happy Inauguration Day and congratulations to President Donald Trump. Oh, wow, it feels good to say that. And given the alternative, it feels doubly, even triply good. Now, I want to stay positive with tonight's monologue, but I would be truly remiss if I didn't take a few minutes to thank our lucky stars that we did not witness the horrifying spectacle of Hillary Clinton raising her right hand today. We dodged a nuclear explosion for the country with that one. And let's take just another minute to say a bye-bye to Barry Obama. His failures are too long to list in a one-hour program, but Admiral Ace Lyons will take a run at his most dismal national security debacles in the next segment. Now back to happy days, which are truly here again. It's been a rainy day in D.C., but early this morning, the sun did shine over the Capitol, and I couldn't help but feel that morning in America is here again. And you're going to hear that and a few other Reagan themes as we welcome President Trump. Now, I'm old enough to remember the Carter administration and the malaise that affected the entire country. And for a guy who promised hope, Obama has actually delivered us to a time where the country actually felt the same crisis of confidence as Carter called it. But just as Ronald Reagan wrote in with a positive message saying, "For those who've abandoned hope, we'll restore hope, and we'll welcome them into a great national crusade to make America great again." Well, now another bigger-than-life American leader has reinvigorated the country by reminding us first that this country truly was great before. 8 years of watching Obama cringe and kowtow his way around the world and apologize for the contributions of the greatest nation ever to exist on this planet has given many a case of malaise. Well, Donald Trump has reminded us that America has no need to apologize for serving as the example of what can be accomplished if the concept of individual liberty is enshrined as a governing principle, and the state is not allowed to crush that spirit, that industry, and that freedom. So, let's make America great again. Let's stop any fundamental transformation of this country and return to the principles that made it great. The first thing is to remember that we are the exceptional nation. Now, that term gets misconstrued far too often. It's not some jingoistic chant of "we're number one," although that happens to be true. It means that the United States of America is exceptional in being founded and established with the power invested in we the people, a constitutional republic where the powers granted to the state are dwarfed by the powers reserved for the people, and where the restrictions on what the people will not tolerate and the state cannot do dominate our founding documents. That was exceptional in 1776, and it remains so today. There are many democracies that allow their citizens to choose their own government and quite a lot of freedom by historical standards. But all the others countenance much greater intrusion by the state into the lives of their people than ours does. At the most basic level, our right to speak and assemble and address our government for redress of grievances is unfettered. That is not the case anywhere else on earth. If you need a perfect example of that, in England, a politician was arrested for quoting from a book by Winston Churchill. Think about that for a second. One of the greatest statesmen and leaders the West and the world has ever known was no longer fit to be quoted in public because his comments might offend Muslims. That is the type of airbrushing of history and elevation of grievance mongering we have seen for the past 8 years here. And it would have been greatly expanded had Hillary Clinton been allowed to assume power. But she wasn't. And now we'll watch the pendulum swing back toward those founding principles. We will roll back the grotesque expansion of state power. We will stop the politically correct garbage that the left has been foisting on us in ways anyone familiar with Orwell understands all too well. In Trump's America, we will not be divided into approved victim groups to lobby for an increased slice of the pie based on the innate characteristics the left tells us shouldn't even matter. In Trump's America, we'll be non-hyphenated Americans, blessed with freedom of opportunity and the chance to go as far and high as our skills, ambition, and drive will take us. In Trump's America, we will not lead from behind and stab our friends in the back while enabling our enemies. No. In Trump's America, we'll return to the world stage and put bad actors and tyrants and terrorists and every other manner of evildoers on notice that there is a new sheriff in town. We will prove that another slogan of Ronald Reagan, peace through strength, makes as much sense now as it did when he helped defeat one of history's great evil empires, the Soviet Union. A strong military enables successful diplomacy, and an iron fist in a velvet glove is the best way to ensure that we fight fewer wars and the world becomes a safer place for everyone. In Trump's America, we will not tolerate the idea of open borders, which are anathema to the very existence of an actual nation state. We will secure our borders. We will account for those who visit this country, and we will not allow those who wish us harm or who do not share our values to come here. We will decide how many new Americans we can safely and prosperously absorb, and we will welcome them as they migrate here legally with open arms. In Trump's America, the burden of government regulation will be taken off the backs of our businesses. The men and women who put their time, effort, and energy into building the companies that provide jobs for others will not be vilified as they have been, but valued as the backbone of our economy. They will be given freedom of maneuver to use their innovative ideas to create not just jobs, but entirely new industries and return the American economy to its rightful place as the engine that drives the free world. In Trump's America, the very word American will be a badge of honor worn proudly by those of us lucky enough to be citizens. And we will use American greatness to help the rest of the world as well. We are not the maker of nations, but we are the example of how to allow the intelligence and industry of free people to lift more of humanity out of poverty, out of oppression, out of darkness. We offer the chance for them to aspire to live in a shining city on a hill. That is what Trump's America can be. But it will take all of us working together to do it. We have been on the wrong path for a while now, and the ship of state turns slowly. But turn it will, and we now have a hand on the wheel who believes in the American dream. God bless President Trump, and God bless America. So there is my welcome to our new president and hope that we will all make America great again together. Up next after the break, we'll be talking with Admiral Ace Lyons about what went wrong, but more importantly, what can President Trump do now to return America to its rightful role as the leader of the free world? This is Jim Hansen, and you are listening to Secure Freedom Radio.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.